Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wednesday morning, May 25th, 80% chance for showers today as a front comes through, and that lingers until tomorrow morning. And then highs today, a well of 86, 84 tomorrow. Friday, lower humidity. And Thursday and Friday morning and Saturday morning are going to start nice on the North Shore, lows of 58. So you might want to get out and enjoy that while you can. Lower humidity Friday, highs of 84. Then looking ahead to the Memorial Day weekend, highs of 86 on Saturday and Sunday, dry. And then for Memorial Day itself, the humidity returns, highs of 88. We're going to talk about the shooting that happened yesterday in Texas. The worst, they're saying, since the Sandy Hook shootings in Newtown, Connecticut back in 2012. Tim Timoff joins us, national security expert, founder of Sachs Consulting. And Tim, I think you and I first connected after the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary. Good morning. How you doing?
Good, Tommy. Good morning to you.
Everybody wants to, it seems like, immediately retreat to their corners when something like this happens. I think the first thing you're going to have to do if you try to solve any problem is identify the problem. And I would ask, do we even know what happened yesterday completely?
Well, I don't know if we know the details. We know the shooter was at his grandmother's house and shot his grandmother with the intention of killing her. She's in critical condition. And then he went to the school, and I think now we got 19 fourth graders, roughly, deceased and a couple adults. And I think the one thing we don't know is what was the motive or the reason that caused him to go off the deep end and do that. And then, of course, secondly, how did he breach the security, if, in fact, there was security at that school?
So I guess what I'm asking is, when something like this happens and people retreat to their corners and immediately start saying it's this, it's that, it's the other thing, this is how you solve it, I don't see where that helps anything, because you're trying to solve a problem and you don't quite know how this fits in or what the problem is here. Do we really, Tim? Do you understand what I'm trying to ask you?
Yeah, and you're right. It's, people think it's a simple answer, and it's not. I've had discussions with numerous people on their thoughts and angles of why it happened, how it can be prevented, what we need to do. And you're right. It doesn't become simplified. And, you know, there's a lot of security breach situations that happen in schools and other locations on a constant daily, weekly basis, that we do stop other types of incidences, similar incidents, but we don't get that information. We don't publicize how really effective we're doing in a lot of other locations, including schools, because these type of shootings grab the headlines. And once again, there is no simple solution.
You know, I said earlier that in terms of people that say, you know, propose this gun control measure or that gun control measure, I think there are some loopholes that can be tightened. But every time something like this happens, every time a Democrat is elected president, gun sales soar, and you know that. And it just seems like with so many guns that are out there now, if you were attempting to control this, this would have had to be done way back when in the day, 200 years ago maybe, but now it almost seems impossible. So I was taken to task by a friend for taking gun control off the table, saying that it's useless, but I don't know. I'll get your thoughts on that when we come back. I'm trying to solve a problem here is what I'm trying to do, and I don't think that rushing to one situation or the other is not. And I will ask you, Tim, what improvements have been made? What have we learned since the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012 that so far this is kind of bearing a resemblance to what with the Sandy Hook shooter shooting his mother and now this kid killing his grandmother? Of course, we don't know what was involved in that. And with Sandy Hook, as I understand it, he stole the guns from his mother. In this case, what we're hearing is that he purchased the guns legally after he turned 18. 6:21, time for traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 6:25 now, talking about the shooting yesterday in Texas. Tim Dimoff, our guest, national security expert, founder of Sachs Consulting. A text comes in, don't provide the notoriety, please never say or publicize his name. Well, that was what Tim Dimoff first suggested, I guess, back in 2012 when we first spoke to you about 10 years ago, Tim. What are some of the things that have been done since Sandy Hook? And there are some similarities between this and that. Some of the things that have been done to make schools safer, and I guess some of the things that have been learned from a security standpoint throughout all these years and all these shootings.
Yeah, a couple things. Number one, the schools have stepped up their security, physical security, that is. They have stepped up the process for getting into those schools. But once again, you have a lot of schools that have not done those kind of things. They claim they don't have the money to do it, the support to do it. So we're seeing, for lack of better description, the weaker security type schools are the ones that are getting targeted, and the schools that proportionally have stronger security measures, processes, have off-duty officers or SROs working those schools, we're seeing those schools not being targets. So your posture, your security posture is super important. And secondly, there's still a strong demand or need for everybody to use their eyes and ears, because almost all the time these shootings are the people that commit these shootings. It's not surprising. And they do talk about how unhappy they are in life, and they do talk about carrying out and doing things. So we need everybody to really continue to listen but report what they're hearing, and that would significantly help also.
Anything you do from the gun side of it in terms of controlling guns? Because, again, as I said, I don't know how you would ever even begin to I could see maybe closing some loopholes when it comes to guns, but I don't know if any loophole that existed. These guns were legally purchased. I guess you can make an argument for moving the age of 21, but if you're in the military, you can carry a weapon at 18. Talk me through that whole thing. Do you see anything on that side of it, from the gun supply side of it, if you will?
It's always been a good debate. It's always been discussed, but I don't really see any strong legislation or whatever that we can do. We could obviously limit maybe access to assault type rifles. I don't think that'll stop the shootings. I think they'll just use other means, other types of guns. But I think also, you know, a better reporting of who buying those guns and being able to crisscross that information in some sort of national database that could be checked to see if there's been any previous problems with that individual who's buying or purchasing the firearm. That system that we have in place now is not as thorough as people think it is, and I think we could improve in that area.
Tim, thank you. I appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
Thank you, Tommy.
Tim Timoff, Daniel, national security expert, founder of Sachs Consulting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.